Sometimes I lie down on the floor and I think I hear a sound. It might be coming from next door, but I don't wanna make it out. Some type of way, it used to make us both feel free. Underneath the covers, you would grab my hand. You'd say you never listened to without me.
I pour the ocean. 54.
Hello, amiga. So you are the boy who come to challenge the king, and Robbie. Well, I'm going to tell them and you, because you're a bad man, they'll kill you.
Sly and Robbie song's called Kings of Dub, or Sly and Robbie, the Kings of Dub. And yeah, it's about time they made a song that was titled that, right, Mike?
Well, it's an older track of theirs, but yeah, they are the Kings of Dub, right?
Dub, yeah, they are, definitely. Dub Sessions, 1978 to 1985.
There's a bunch of Bob Marley songs that they can't even give their dub spin to, but...
My God.
Kings of Dub, for sure.
They made this song for Mike only.
I saw Sly and Robbie, years ago when they actually were touring with Black Uhuru.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did you post that on your Facebook page, that the bands I've seen?
Back then we had journals. I took pictures and posted them in my journal.
Oh, you didn't have your backstage passes taped to your Jimi Hendrix poster on your wall?
I think this was like 1984, 85 when I saw them. Yeah.
Lord Echo before that did a song called I Love Music, off the album Harmonies, Violence, and Monica Martin did a song called How It Left, off the album Awake, and Pretty Much Sober. RAC from Portland, Oregon did a song called This Song. It's featuring Rostam and Underworld. Going back to they came out with an anthology that's called 1992-2012. Play a song called Crocodile. I believe that was on Buku Fish too as well. I think that's where that one came from. And then we start off the whole set with Manila Ice. The song's called I Dress.
Yes, if you're an Underworld fan, this is anthology, is a 3-disc set to commemorate their 20-year anniversary. But so then they've been together now 25. There's another compilations come out since then too with their greatest hits. So and then their latest was Barbara. What is it?
We face a shining future.
Yep. Which that's some pretty good tracks on there too. So.
We've got them all. These anthologies sometimes are kind of like ho-hum for us because, well, we've been collecting Underworld tracks and all their B-sides.
Yeah, if you're an Underworld fan, you probably wouldn't even buy this anthology.
But if you're just listening to us for the first time and you like that song, Crocodile, get the anthology.
That's the
easiest way to do it.
All right. And you can listen to us online, area54.fm. We might even have some more Underworld on there for you.